It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Stay tuned to find out how the ham dog ball could change your life.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Horizon Credit Union.
Well, 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 let's talk heat. Let's talk fire, shall we?
Congratulations to Ashley, by the way. Won the Luke Combs tickets. Back to you,
Kevin. Very good. Yeah. Congrats, Ashley.
Yeah.
Now we talk fire.
Ready.
Did you see any of the fires over the weekend? And I don't mean like ones on the ground, you know, like bad big fires. I think we're all praying that we don't get that anytime soon, right?
Yeah.
Let's avoid fire season as much as we can. Yeep. It's been so stinking hot that you're worried that it's almost inevitable, right?
Well, God, I mean, it's dry. It's dry as all get out. You don't set a record for most days in the 90s consecutively not have it dry.
Yeah, but let's just fingers crossed that we don't have a terrible, terrible fire season.
Right.
But the ones yesterday were a little odd. There were numerous things burning, just cars on fire. There was one, I don't remember where it was. It was by a Dutch Bros. I remember that.
Okay.
Truck was on fire. Then did you see the one on the freeway?
I just saw the leftover of it.
In, both directions, because it was a, you know, camper, trailer, no, an RV, I guess it would be called.
Okay.
Completely in flames. Just.
That's crazy.
Terrible.
And do we know how it happened? Just something overheated in it?
I don't know what happened, Jay.
But it was driving?
Yeah. They were towing it, and it caught on fire, it looked like, and they were on the side of the road, and it was just burning. And I don't know what happened. But it made me realize this story that I had seen over the weekend as well. And I thought, okay, maybe this is it. It doesn't seem like this is probably what caused fires,
right?
But maybe we should think about it. Plastic bottles in your car. Don't do it. You've got a water bottle, you know, just like one of the plastic water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the problem is with this, Jay?
I don't. I know they get hot.
This is according to the fire department, the Midwest City Fire Department. It could happen anywhere, but it actually happened there. Warned that the plastic bottle will act like a magnifying glass and can burn a hole through things.
Oh, wow. So if like it's sitting on the carpeting or the upholstery or something, and
so
then...
any kind of clear plastic water bottle, whatever it's reflecting on.
Yeah.
The chances are small, he says, but it's not impossible.
Well, you've touched one before, correct?
And the fact that it has happened just recently in their area where someone had it, you know, cause a fire inside their car.
Yeah, I could see it.
Again, it doesn't seem like it would get that hot, but you know what? It would. I promise you it would.
I mean, if you ever accidentally drank out of one of those that's been sitting in your car, you're like, I know this is going to be hot, but I'm going to drink it anyway. It's literally like boiling water.
And you go, well, that would never start a fire. And it wouldn't, but the reflection certainly could start a fire.
Yeah,
or
that's crazy.
If you had, I don't know, like producer Steve, who just was like, oh, I'm going to take my glasses off and take a little nap in the car.
Oh, man, don't do that.
And if it was sun going right off of that and then burned a hole in his car...
It's nothing the Toyota Corolla can't handle.
Steve, have you ever seen a fire on the roadside? Like, have you driven by one?
Yeah, I think I have. I think I did one time, yeah. When I was on the highway in Chicago, I think I did.
I went by one a couple years ago, and of course, I was doing the thing everybody was doing. I was trying to film it.
Oh, geez.
And it was an RV fully engulfed in flames.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody was out. They were over on the side of the road. They were safe. Everything was fine. So I felt like, wow, I can get my camera out.
Yeah, nothing for me to do but rubberneck and film.
Well, I mean, it was completely like we were going 2 miles an hour.
I understand it.
As they were taking you around the fire. And I remember pulling the phone out, roll the window down, and I'm like, holy cow.
It should have been holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
Way better. Thank you.
Because the heat that is coming off of it is so unreal. I still can feel it when I think about it. I'm just like, man, that really surprised me how hot it was.
I mean, it's fire.
That is.
Yeah.
Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know the Panasonic Ergo. Gosh, dang it.
How's it going?
Kevin James.
Ergo Fit in-ear earbuds. Good God. I honestly don't know why I'm here.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Pay for air conditioning.
It's true.
By the way,
garages.
Quick in garages, yes. To finish up on a text we got earlier about the Hilliard Built Cornhole Tournament.
Oh, Hilliard Built, yes. Mm-hmm. Know it well.
Yeah. Yes, it was hot, well worth it, raised funds for the Hilliard Youth, and they raised $8,600, so that's awesome.
That's great.
Oh, wow.
Well done in the warm weather.
That is a cool thing, the Hilliard Built. I love that cool they started thing. Doing that. And, you know, that's a little bit of one of our listeners, John Perry.
Yep.
It's his offspring that started all that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's very possible, yeah. Yeah, well done.
It's not possible, Jay. It's a fact.
No, I meant possible. It was his offspring.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm Crystal. 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 Took me a second. Couldn't think of her name for a second.
I see what you're doing. Final story brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
Final story of the day goes a little something like this.
Ooh, tell us.
Do you really want to know?
Well...
41% of Americans say that a text feels naked without an emoji.
Wow.
That's
how much?
A survey, 41%. That's a survey of 2,000 Americans over the age of 21 found that, you know what? A text without an emoji feels just kind of naked. Younger respondents... most likely to agree with the statement.
Sure.
70% of Gen Z said emojis needed to be included with a message, compared to just 46% of Gen X. However, they shouldn't consist solely of emojis.
Right.
32% that said that's just kind of a conversation killer.
If it's all emojis?
Yeah, if you okay, just, yeah, you know, if all you give them is an emoji.
Right.
Especially the thumbs up. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was on the survey, but I'm just going to make up my own stat. 96% of people said, I hate it if you just send me a thumbs up.
Right, 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 right.
And I'm not talking liking the message thumbs up. I'm talking the actual thumbs up. We went off on my brother about this on the 4th of July as we all enjoyed his lake cabin.
Right.
We were telling him how terrible the thumbs up is.
The thumbs up where you just put your thumb on the message and then it gives you the four or five options. That one is what you're talking about.
No.
You're talking about just sending separate.
No, yeah. If you just send the emoji of the thumbs up.
Right, yeah. That actually
you use it once in a while when in a hurry. I've received the thumbs up message
in a separate text?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I do that.
Oh, you have.
I might have, but I'm sure I've stopped that.
I got mad at it.
Yeah, I'm sure I've stopped that. If I'm going to just give you a thumbs up, I'm just going to give you the reaction thumbs up, not the emoji thumbs up.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think it was in the heat of the moment, Jay. I won't blame you.
I'm going to guess it was probably quite a while, because I don't think I've done that for a long time.
My brother, he does it. First of all, he can't text very well.
Yeah.
His thumbs got smashed.
Okay.
His thumbs are very goofed up.
Sure.
So thumbs down.
So he doesn't do the best job with his thumbs.
Thumbs down, yes.
But it was a unanimous decision by everybody that we're like...
to eliminate that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no longer.
And he goes, hey, it just means I read it at least. And I was like, okay, that's fair. He's not going to give you much on the text.
I'm going to guess that that's just the top of his... Oh, I can't... Let me find it so I can just text it to you, Kevin, if you like making you mad.
So wait, would you prefer someone... doing the thumbs up or someone saying received your text message?
Well, that's actually a good point. Received.
I prefer the
message received would be great. Can you imagine?
I prefer just liking or loving the actual message.
Okay.
To me, that means, hey, I read it.
I think the reaction thumbs up or... yeah, I think that's fine because I feel like you're like, okay, got it. And otherwise, sometimes you're like, well, did they see it?
Yeah, I feel like there's not much difference, though, between the thumbs up and the reaction.
There is.
Between the reaction and the actual emoji?
Yeah, there is?
It feels like to me there sure is.
Hmm.
You don't think so?
No.
Put it on the poll.
Put it on the poll.
Is there a difference between the thumbs up emoji and
I guess it's just reaction, is it not?
Reaction,
just
thumbs up.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, I feel like they're very different.
You're saying the less for the emoji, correct?
As like in he likes it less?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But it takes more effort.
No, it doesn't.
To do that.
It takes the same kind of effort, Steve.
No, more effort. More effort is required to do an emoji rather than a reaction.
I think the only time an emoji only is okay is if it's laughing. Is that? I never get mad if someone sends me just the.
But you could do that as a reaction.
True, but not. That's only if you kind of think it's kind of funny. Like, you probably only receive that one. Like, when stuff's really funny, I want three emojis of someone laughing, at least. Or the ultimate, you know, you've been really funny is when you get the long ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
Ha.
Yeah.
Unfamiliar with this.
I imagine you are. Would you like to say something funny in a text and see if Kevin and I could maybe react to it?
Sure.
Oh, you want to do it right now?
Sure.
All right. I put it up in the poll, by the way, why Steve does that.
Thank you.
Up on our X account or Twitter, if you prefer, which I do. Yeah. So just look for Jay and Kevin and just put, is there a difference between sending the reaction emoji? Oh, dang it.
Why is my phone not working?
I got to edit that. I didn't do it right. Will it let me edit it?
On Twitter?
Oh, boy.
No. You can't edit anything on Twitter.
Remove it.
Gosh, that's the trouble with Twitter.
Dang it.
That's got some people in trouble in the past.
I'll just say it. Is that right, Kevin? I forgot to put the thumbs up part. I forgot the thumbs up part. That'll make it a little different poll, I imagine.
Hey, Steve, I'm waiting on your text.
Yeah, something funny. Coming in 3, 2, and 1.
Still got nothing.
Oh, there it is.
Something funny.
I got nothing. The last thing I have from Steve is
I like it.
The full performance of Big Bird Feeling Good and I Got a Feeling lip sync battle.
I gave him what my normal reaction would be there, Kevin.
Boy, ha ha.
He gave a very close, scary eyes picture of his face. Nice.
I just responded nice to him because he didn't even do anything funny. He just did a picture of his face. So you're not going to get a ha-ha out of me, Steve. You're going to get a nice.
What? I did big eyes and straight face.
Right.
Oh. That's funny.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Okay, I'm going to post it and say, is this funny? The Big 99.9 Coyote. We'll settle it once and for all.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I could maybe de-escalate the situation a little bit.
Kevin James.
I would probably try to use my mouth to
maybe
try to get even with him instead of, you know. It would be hard, man.
I'm not
biting, Steve. No, I'm not going to bite him.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Good morning, Ryan. How you doing today?
I'm doing excellent, thank you very much.
How was your weekend?
It was good, I went camping with the family.
Was it plentiful as far as shade goes, or at least water nearby?
Yes, we were on the Coeur d'Alene River. It was wonderful.
Was it crowded?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you guys the kind that go to like a campsite, or do you go like you try to get away and just kind of go in the middle of nowhere?
I'd say both.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, you do it all. What did you do this weekend?
We did. We had a campsite. In one of the campgrounds there, and then ventured off during the day.
Nice. Well done. Well, that sounds fun. Very good. Yeah. Do you still do campfires, or are they even allowed? I don't know. Is there a burn ban?
Yeah. No, there wasn't a burn ban up there, not this last weekend. So, yeah, we had campfires and cooked over the fire and everything else.
Yeah, love it. Man.
Jeez, awesome. Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can't get you some. Oh, we got these travel mugs. These are nice. So if you want to win a travel mug, let's see how we do here. Beat the show. What's the category again, Steve?
David Spade.
David Spade is your category today, Ryan. Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
How about you?
Sounds good. Okay, man. Well, good luck. 7 questions in 60 seconds, and you know, just pass. If you get stuck, we'll see how we do. All right.
All right.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All righty, Ryan, here we go. What is the name of the movie starring David Spade about the lives of a group of friends who won their junior high basketball championship as kids?
Oh, man.
I mean, David was Emmy and Golden Globe nominated for his role as Dennis Finch on what TV show? Okay, who starred alongside David in the movie Tommy Boy?
Oh, Chris Farley.
David attended Arizona State University for a little bit. What's that school's mascot?
Oh, Arizona State is the it's like a bee, or no, it's a Sparky, the Sun Devil.
Okay.
Out of nowhere. I was not expecting it.
David dated several actresses and celebrities, including this blonde-haired Modern Family star. Name her.
Oh, gosh, I'm not very good at this game, I guess. Pass.
It's all right.
Okay, I think we
don't beat yourself up.
Yeah, one.
Oh, no. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Jay, you ready?
Jay, let's see how you do with David Spade trivia.
How do we do?
I'll see how you do.
Okay,
trivia.
All right. David Spade trivia. Okay, I'm ready.
What is the name of the movie starring David Spade about the lives of a group of friends who won their junior high basketball championship as kids? I knew it was going to... Too long of a question.
That's grown-ups.
Oh...
Well, he doesn't get that.
I see. Okay. Grown-ups. Pass.
David was Emmy and Golden Globe nominated for his role as Dennis Finch on what TV show?
I don't know. Pass.
I'm going to go Spin City.
Who starred alongside David in the movie Tommy Boy?
Chris Farley.
David attended Arizona State University for a little bit. What is that school's mascot?
They're the Sun Devils.
David has dated several actresses and celebrities, including this blonde-haired Modern Family star. Can you name her?
David Spade dated Julie Bowen?
Maybe. David hosts a game show called Snake Oil on what network?
Oh, yeah, NBC.
David was a guest host for Jimmy Kimmel back in 2020 when he went on his summer vacation. Who guest hosted for Jimmy last week?
Out of time.
Yeah.
I mean, actually... Let's go through them. See how we did.
Too hot for you?
Let's see how we did.
Wow.
What is the name of the movie starring David Spade about the lives of a group of friends who won their junior high basketball championship as kids?
That's so funny that Kevin, I was like, I don't think of that as a David Spade movie, of course. I think of it as an Adam Sandler movie, but of course Kevin James and Chris Rock and everybody.
He's great. They played basketball together.
Right, yeah.
It was definitely the plot of the movie.
One of my favorite parts is when Kevin James fakes an injury. Should we just fake an injury? Yeah, let's do it. Oh, God, I got to stop.
I enjoy both of those movies. Yeah, Grown-ups, too. Good stuff.
I didn't get it. Did Ryan get it?
No, he passed.
Oh, double pass. All right.
Too long of a question.
Just like, you know, Adam Sandler did a little bit during that movie. Back to you.
David was Emmy and Golden Globe nominated for his role as Dennis Finch on what TV show?
How'd we do on that one?
We got passes all around.
Oh, wow. Okay, good job. Me and Ryan, we're on fire right now, Ryan. 0-0.
Yeah, buddy.
Just Shoot Me. You remember that show?
Oh, I do. Yeah. But never watched it.
Okay.
What was it?
Just Shoot Me.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Just shoot me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get back on track with question
come on,
3.
Good
what
luck.
Do you say? Who starred alongside David in the movie Tommy Boy?
Chris Farley.
Now we're talking. Yeah, now we're talking. Yeah, 1-1
We got a tie.
Oh, let's go.
Okay. David attended Arizona State University for a little bit. What's that school's mascot?
ASU, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, the Sun Devils.
Sun Devils all around. It's 2-2. Oh. What a game.
Wow. Isn't it Sparky the Sun Devil?
What's that?
Technically, isn't it Sparky?
Is it Sparky? I don't know. Kevin, what's the name of it?
Do I not know that.
Ooh, let me look it up. ASU Sparky. Mascot name, huh?
That's a great name for a Sun Devil.
I'm just wondering if that, you know, forgetting to get technical, maybe this might give me a little edge on
the
point.
Did you actually say the name of it?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, well, let me Google it. ASU mascot.
Oh, yeah, that's him, Sparky.
No way. Wow, oh, well done. Man, I'll give you an extra one there. I mean, at least a half.
I'll give you another point if you can tell me what month his birthday is in.
Okay, it is.
Come on, baby.
Not December. January, I think it is.
That's not December.
No, it's April. I think it's April.
April, November. Wait, did you go to 20th?
Did you go to ASU or something?
No, I've got friends down there.
Okay, all right.
November 20th, 1946. God, he looks good for his age.
Yeah, he does. He does. Looks good. Wow. All right. Well, you're ahead 2.5-2.
Mm-hmm. All right.
David has dated several actresses and celebrities, including this blonde-haired Modern Family star. Name her.
I don't know.
I said Julie Bowen.
Yeah, Julie Bowen.
They dated, really? Wow. Well,
I didn't know.
According to the internet, they did.
Oh, that. All right. That's 3-2.5, I think. Is that right, Kevin? Am I now in the lead?
Yeah.
Oh, look out. Look out, Ryan.
David hosts a game show called Snake Oil on what network?
Yeah.
NBC. I didn't say it.
Yeah. What was it? What did I say, NBC?
You said NBC, but I think then you went back and fixed it, and I think you said Fox, but you had already said NBC.
I did, so I don't think that counted. I was already reading the answer. I don't know.
Yeah, it is a Fox show.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it wrong anyway. I thought it was NBC.
David was a guest host for Jimmy Kimmel back in 2020 when he went on his summer vacation, like he does. Who guest hosted for Jimmy last week?
It was Anthony Anderson.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, but I was out of time there. Yeah. So, is that all we got to? Nobody got to all of them, or was that the seventh?
That was seven.
Oh,
we
okay.
had, well, no, we had one.
More. Oh, we did have one more. Wait. Jeez,
no, that was all of them.
Okay. No, that was seven. Yeah,
my bad.
You know what? I'm going to give him the mug anyway. So I'm going to hang on. You're going to get yourself a travel mug, Ryan. Hold on for 1 second, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you bet.
By the way, let's take a look at David Spade girlfriends real quick.
Okay,
Julie Bowen.
Oh, wow.
One of them, Brittany Daniel, Christy Swanson, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Terry Hatcher, Pamela Anderson, Carmen Electra, Nicolette Sheridan. Heather Locklear.
Huh.
The list goes on and on.
Yeah, that's why.
Krista Allen. I thought it said Kirstie Alley. Krista Allen. I don't know who she is. She's pretty.
Huh.
I'll tell you that.
She's no Krista Alley, though.
Right.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Well, look at that.
Some big names.
Gosh, dang. Good for him.
Good for him. None of them are stuck.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That person's take was, that's why I love living here. I love getting all the seasons and the extremes. And I thought, what a great attitude.
Uh-huh. But
Kevin James.
What a great attitude. I wish I could have it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day, Kevin.
All right, the stat is 13 of these.
How you doing? You all right?
Woo.
Isn't that something?
Test 1-2.
Better.
Ooh. I think it's back.
Yeah, baby.
13 of these make one serving.
13?
13 of these make one serving.
Potato chips?
You're so close.
Oh, that's a great answer. Good answer, Steve. Good answer.
Some potato chips are a disappointing 9.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, that always gets to me.
Why is that serving so small?
I always like to do that. I just like to read how many servings are in the bag, knowing, what if things get crazy and I eat the whole bag?
Sure.
Seven times 16 servings. Yeah, 7 would be fine, Jay.
Oh, you're talking about like the big family bag or something.
Yeah, like a big bag of chips.
Like the regular one, yeah.
So I'm just like, yeah, that boy, that's going to be 1,100 calories. But you know what? It could happen.
Mm. Why are you trying to know?
Yeah, you only eat half the bag and then you don't feel bad. Right. The correct answer is Juanita's tortilla chips.
Okay.
You've seen these, right?
Oh, we get them all the time.
You buy them all the time. Yes. Well, brace yourself.
Uh-oh.
I saw someone post a bag this weekend.
Uh-oh, shrinkflation?
It looks exactly like it. Juanita's? Mm-hmm. $3 for $6. I think that's like their famous party-sized chips, $3 for $6. Is
okay,
that right?
I don't know the cost. Sorry.
I mean, not three. $2 for $6. I always buy two bags. Every time I buy them, I buy two bags.
Okay.
Because they're always like
you're
on
talking
sale.
About like the tortilla chip, right? The Fiesta bag.
Fiesta bag. We all picture it and know exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. Jay, do me a favor and type in Juantonio's.
Juantonio's?
Yeah, type in Juantonio's and see what you pull up.
Oops.
It's going to hurt your head a little bit because it hurt my head when I saw it this weekend. Somebody had posted
Juantonio's
on
chips?
Yeah. What does that look like?
There's no way.
It's the same thing as Juanita's.
I mean, they have the same. Wait. I have to look twice to make sure it's not the same.
Oh. Every color is the same. Everything is the same.
There's got to be an issue there.
Well,
somebody's
going to
get in trouble.
Company.
Oh.
Apparently, what happened was.
It's funny. The bag, Kevin, says Juantonio's.
Yeah.
And it's still below it. When you click on it, it says Juanita's. That's weird.
When you click on.
Like there's an image that says Juantonio's. But then you click on it and it says
Juanita's bag.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, the deal is apparently, and they're a company out of Oregon.
Okay.
A great little story about the family that came and they started it in
I didn't know that.
40s, maybe?
Okay.
I mean, they've been around for a hot minute. I wish I could remember all of it. Here's the deal. They're saying, as of right now, you will only be able to find Juanita's in Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Alaska, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho.
Hmm.
The other states that it's available in, you will find Juantonio's.
What happened?
Due to a little lawsuit issue.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, there was a Juanita's food in these other areas, right?
Oh.
And they kind of came out and said, hey, you can't be...
Guys, you can't do
that.
You
can't be selling Juanita's.
Right.
So what they did instead, they combined Juanita's name with Antonio's name. That was the original couple that
made
them.
I got you.
And they turned it into Juantonio's.
There's no way I would even recognize it. I wouldn't
Jay,
even.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah, the print's the same, the font, the colors, all of it's the same, except for it's the name. And I would never even. There's no way I would notice that.
And I assure you, the chips are the same. That is the good news.
Right.
Those great chips.
That's hilarious.
You're
going to
still be getting them. Now they say that they're going to keep selling the Juanita's here in the Northwest and that the Juantonio's will be everywhere else. However, the person who posted this bought them in Washington.
Really? Oh,
so if you've seen the Juantonio's, I would love to hear from you if they are actually going to be available here. It might be one of those things where they just go, all right, let's just make them Juantonio's everywhere.
Right.
Because again, Jay, if that is in the store,
I wouldn't even know.
I am just still buying it because
autopilot.
I think they're Juanita's.
Yeah, autopilot, go by, grab the red and green bag. And done.
Now, the great news is they are the same chip.
Yeah, so you're fine.
You're going to be just fine. But it was an interesting story.
That's crazy.
And I didn't realize they were from Hood River, Oregon originally. That's where it all started.
Mm. I giggled, how long is a hot minute? And
thank you, Jay.
You're welcome. They said, because you said that's been a hot minute. And the time period for a hot minute ranges from 2 weeks to 20 years.
Really? 2 weeks
more,
to 20 years, which then I didn't use it properly because I said they've owned it for a hot minute, and they've owned it for way more than 20 years.
How many years have they owned it? Two hot minutes?
I think it started in the 40s.
47 hot minutes ago.
The Big 99.9 Coyote.